Foxton Readers Level 2. Black Beauty by Anna Sewell. Retold by Jane Richards. Read by James Brown. Copyright Foxton Books 2022. Chapter 1. The first place I lived was a large, pleasant field with a river along one side. When I was very young, I stayed close to my mother. But when I grew old enough to eat grass, my mother went out to work, and I stayed in the field. There were 6 other young horses in the field, and we ran and played together. Our master was a good man. He fed us oats, corn, and sometimes carrots or a piece of bread. I was a handsome young horse, pure black with a white star on my forehead and one white foot. When I was 4 years old, my master decided to sell me. Squire Gordon came to look at me, and he carefully looked at my mouth and teeth and felt my legs. "He'll be a very good horse when you've broken him in," said Squire Gordon. "Yes, I'll do it myself," said my master. Breaking in is when a master teaches a young horse to wear a saddle and reins and carry a person on his back. The horse also has to learn to behave well. He must stand still, even if he is hungry, thirsty, or annoyed, and he must pull a cart or carriage calmly and follow orders. My master fitted me with horseshoes, and I learnt to pull his carriage with my mother. She also taught me well. "Always do your best," she said. "There are many masters in the world. Some are kind and some are cruel. But if you behave well, your master should be good to you." After my master finished breaking me in, Squire Gordon came to our field. I said goodbye to my mother and my master, and Squire Gordon took me to his home. He put me in a stable, and soon the stable master, John, came to feed me oats. He was kind and gentle. After the stable master left, I looked over the stable door, and my new neighbours introduced themselves.
"Hello, my name is Merrylegs," said the first neighbour. "I'm very handsome. I've lived here for a long time, and the young ladies like riding on my back."
"Hello," said the second neighbour. She was a tall, brown horse with a long neck. "My name's Ginger. You've taken my stable."
"I'm sorry," I replied.
"But I didn't take anything. Squire Gordon put me here." In the afternoon, Ginger went out, and Merrylegs explained why she was annoyed.
"Ginger's first owner was not kind," he said. "Now she bites and kicks people, and she argues. She's a bit difficult to like, but it's because her master was cruel to her."
The next day, John came to my stable and brushed my coat until it shone. Then he climbed on my back and took me for a ride in the country. We went along the road, past fields of sheep and pigs, and we even saw a train. When we returned, we saw Squire Gordon and his wife. We stopped, and Squire Gordon asked John about me.
"How's the new horse, John?" he asked.
"Excellent, sir," said John. "He's very well behaved, and when we passed a train, he didn't jump at all."
"He's such a beautiful horse," said Mrs. Gordon. "What's his name?"
"You can name him," said her husband.
"What about Black Beauty?" suggested Mrs. Gordon.
I was happy in my new home, and I soon became great friends with Merrylegs. Ginger worked hard and was polite. There were some other horses too, and we were all friends. But Merrylegs was my best friend because he was so cheerful. I was happy in my new place. Merrylegs was a friendly horse, and Squire Gordon's children loved to ride on him. Ginger was not so friendly, But one day she told me her story, and then I understood.